Welcome back to the show. I just want to say, looking around at how many people we've met lately who are working so hard yet feeling unfulfilled, it truly breaks my heart. It feels like a shared exhaustion that we're all carrying silently.
That's exactly what we need to talk about today, Sarah. You're right, it is exhausting. But let's look at the facts. Burnout isn't just a feeling. It's a physiological response to chronic stress without adequate recovery. We can't ignore that reality just because it hurts to admit.
And honestly, I don't want to ignore it anymore either. Sometimes I feel like we're running on fumes, and the only thing keeping us moving is sheer willpower. It's scary to think about what happens when that tank runs dry. How do we actually stop that from happening?
The key is setting boundaries that actually hold up. That requires discipline, yes, but also a serious shift in mindset. You have to prioritize your well-being as non-negotiable, not as a reward you give yourself after the work is done. It's about protecting your energy before you spend it.
Protecting our energy. That sounds so simple, yet it feels impossible when deadlines are looming. But I think I need to hear that there is a way to make peace with saying no without feeling guilty. Is there room for that?
Absolutely. Guilt often tells us we're being selfish, but in this context, it's actually an act of self-preservation. If you don't rest now, who will support you later? You need to view downtime as fuel, not waste. That is a hard pill to swallow for many, but it is the truth.
I love that perspective. It changes the narrative completely from I'm lazy to I'm preparing. Thank you for helping me see that rest isn't a luxury. It's an essential part of our performance.
Exactly. And remember, if you start with small steps today, like 5 minutes of deep breathing or just stepping away from the screen, that is progress. We don't need perfection to build resilience. We just need consistency.
Consistency over intensity. I like that. Let's take this conversation out into the world and share these stories so others know they aren't alone in feeling this way. Thank you for being here with me today.